Radio Scroop Chat. My favorite thing is... If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's Group Chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You
talking about it?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a reality TV star? Well, we're joined by someone who knows exactly what it's like to have your every conversation, connection and awkward moment watched by millions. Robin Langton was one of this year's youngest Love Islanders, entering the villa at just 21. Outside of the show, she's a quantity surveyor and a DJ from Liverpool. But after weeks of sun, drama and romance, her life has changed quite a bit. She's here from Between the Sheets to give us the real behind the scenes story and her thoughts on the season so far. Robin, I am absolutely buzzing to be chatting to you about your Love Island experience this evening. Tell me, looking back now, obviously you went in there as the youngest Islander. You are a quantity surveyor and a DJ. Now you're coming out to all this public attention, probably very different from what your life was before the villa. Looking back now, what was it like stepping into that experience?
I think obviously it is nerve-wracking going in there. It's a different environment, something you're not used to. But I have said, I do think you need to be a certain type of personality to go in there. I'm very outgoing, very confident. So I had a ball, I walked straight in, strutted my stuff. But it is weird coming out and walking down the street and people noticing. Yeah, I mean, I'm used to going to Tesco in my juicy trackie and my rollers, and I can't really do that no more because I literally walk the corner shop and someone's like, oh my God, Sarah, I'm from Love Island. But I love meeting new people. I love the experience. I've loved coming out. Everything's been really exciting. So yeah, it's been a whirlwind, but I'm happy and I'm excited.
It must be strange now that you're back on the outside world watching the show from a viewer's perspective. What has that been like, watching everything unfold and all the storylines?
It's been weird, to say the least. I think part of me is like, I'm glad I'm not in there because I would have lost the plot with some of the stuff that's going on. I feel like I've literally been sitting at my TV screaming at it. I'm like, at the TV. But it's weird to watch because obviously I've been there and I have been in that villa and I've seen this all starting, and I don't know, yeah, it is weird, but it's exciting, and I've obviously made friends for life in there, and it's just amazing that I get to watch them and watch everything unfold.
Who has been your favourite Islander to watch on screen?
My favourite Islander to watch, I think, would either be Lorenzo. Love Lorenzo, I think he's absolutely hysterical to watch as well. And also Julia, I think she is absolutely hysterical. The way she done that in that challenge, oh my God, I was like, this girl has got some personality. Like, she's just not bothered. She just says what she wants, and I love that. But my favourite Islander would definitely be Ellie. But the favourite to watch for entertainment would definitely be Lorenzo and Julia.
Is there anyone you think the public have gotten completely wrong? Obviously, you've just touched on Julia being one of your favourites. There's been mixed reaction to her.
Yeah. I think it's a hard one with the public because I think everyone does take it a little bit too serious. I think obviously everyone's entitled to their opinions. That's her kind of personality, and you should be able to express yourself in there. So I've kind of took it as a positive. I think she's absolutely hysterical, and I'm very forward and I say what I think. And I think people maybe just need to realise that these still are people, and when they are making these comments, it's an intense environment. You've got to let your emotions out, and I think everyone just needs to chill out a little bit. But no, I think she's fabulous. But in terms of getting people wrong, I've said this on After Sun, Angelista is one of the funniest people I've ever met. Like, she is absolutely hysterical, and I don't think that's coming across. I think there's been more focus on the Simba situation because of what he's been doing, but I think Angelista as a person is absolutely hysterical, and I'd say the exact same for Lola as well. I know Lola's been getting a bit of backlash, but she comes across quite quiet. No, she is the funniest girl. Like, they used to have us in absolute stitches the whole time he was in there.
Interesting you touched on Lola. Yes, you're right. There has been a bit of backlash, particularly only in the last couple of days, though.
Yeah.
You know, as you said, everyone's entitled to their opinion. But with Sean and Lola, obviously we have a massive interest in Sean because he is from Ireland. But they have actually now been televised on Love Island, speaking amongst themselves about how they feel, maybe about how they're being portrayed or edited, and has it shown the full picture? From your experience, how much power do producers actually have in shaping how the Islanders are coming across?
I think in terms of the power of the producers, obviously it is a TV show, there are tweaks that happen. I wouldn't say it's like majorly produced. I think they kind of push it in the right direction, or they have conversations about what you want to do and stuff like that. But I wouldn't say it's majorly produced. I think at the end of the day, you still said what you said. You always have freedom of speech in there. So whatever you say, you do have to stand on it. And yeah, I wouldn't say it's heavily produced. Obviously, there's tweaks, but yeah.
Did you have an idea, even when you were in there, but I'm sure it's the same for all the Islanders, kind of a storyline that maybe being portrayed on the show about you? Like, I imagine the likes of Angelis is probably very aware that everything, all the shenanigans with Simba, that is a storyline, inverted commas, that is coming across on screen anyway.
Yeah, I think in terms of storylines, you don't really know what's going on in there, because obviously from a viewer's point of view, you see snippets of conversations with different people. While we're in the villa, we're not all sitting next to each other having these conversations, so I don't know what's going on with Jazz and Cav, or like, we don't know what's going on in conversation. So in terms of storyline, you don't really know what storyline's getting put across. Obviously, we all know before going in there that the show does get edited as well. So in terms of storyline, you could think, oh, I wonder if I'm getting portrayed this way or that way. But I just feel like that's something I never thought about, because the producers are always going to edit it the way they want to, and you know in yourself what the situation is, how it's played out. And yeah, you don't really have a clue in there, to be honest. You forget there's cameras there, never mind the storylines.
You're in your own little bubble. What's something that viewers would be surprised to know about the villa life that doesn't really make it to screen?
Surprised to know about the villa life? I would probably say the down days. That's the only thing that really doesn't make it to screen. So we had quite a lot when we was in there. I think you'd have a certain amount a week. I think we had about 3 down days in the week, because we were giving them so much content. But the down days are a ball. I used to love them because I wasn't coupled up. Like, I had no romantic interests in there, so I was having a ball. Every time they'd say there's a down day, I'm like that. Can't wait to put our face masks on, watch the lads train in the gym. It was absolutely fabulous. I mean, all the other girls were devastated because they had fellas, but I wasn't. I absolutely loved it.
They separate you out, don't they, to kind of stop to stop any other types of things happening off camera, understandably. Yes. We, as I've said, have had such huge interest in the Irish Islanders, particularly Fitzy, but also Charlene Murphy as well. When Charlene was on the show and you were watching it, I'm interested to get your take. Who did you personally ship? Was it Cavan and Charlene, or was it Jasmine and Cavan?
I'll be honest with you, I did ship Jazz and Cav, only because I've been in there with them and I've seen the connection that they did have. But I'll be honest, mainly as well, I think Charlene deserves a lot better than that. She's an absolute firecracker. Like, she is insane, that girl. She was already doing well before going on the show, and I just think she deserves a lot more than that, and she's got a lot higher standards than that. Not to say Cav's not a nice person, he's a lovely boy, but I think obviously the way he's handled the situation isn't great. But yeah, I actually wish her all the best, because she's an absolute catch, and anyone who does get it, it'll be lucky. But if I was had to say, I would say I ship Jazz and Cav, because I've seen the connection in there and it is definitely real between them.
When you see it play out in real life, I imagine you have so much more of an insight. I know you've said in a previous interview, even since coming out, that Sean and Lola are really genuine. They're one of the only genuine couples. Does your opinion on them still stand after watching what's been played out on the show over the last couple of days? We've both touched on some of the backlash last night. There was a little bit of intense scenes amongst the two of them. Do you still think they're just as genuine?
I hate to say this, because I love Lola and I love Fitzy. I was really close with them in there. When I was in the villa, that was the only genuine connection in there. I mean, they were all over each other 24 hours a day. It was like that, this honeymoon phase and blah, blah, blah. But then obviously movie night was a massive turning point for me as a viewer. I think, I would say this in the nicest way possible, I think I wouldn't say that not genuine. I don't think they're not genuine, but I think that situation with Fitzy, I do think Lola should have stood on business a lot more than what she did. I know full well he didn't tell her all of that about the challenge, about everything. He wasn't completely honest. And I would just love for her to have a bit of a backbone and call him out, because I feel like that is what he needed in that situation. And that part of me thinks, why does she not want to argue? Why does she not want to pull up on problems? Is it because the way she's going to be perceived? Or I don't know. I wouldn't say they're not genuine, but I think that movie night was a bit of an iffy situation, definitely.
Is there a potential that their conversation mightn't have been aired? do you think? Or does that stuff generally, you know, it would get shown?
I would say that would definitely be showing, because it's a storyline in there. It's such a huge situation, and people knew that was coming on movie night anyway. So I think, no, yeah, I definitely think they would have heard that. I'd be surprised if not.
We're getting closer to the final either way, Robin. Who do you think has what it takes to win this year, and why?
My Ellie and Finn definitely deserve to win this year. I think they are an absolute amazing match. We went through absolute hell together in there, me and Ellie. We literally didn't have a good time at all in terms of men. So now that Finn's come in, went for her straight away. He was so respectful in Casa. The way he speaks about her is amazing. And you can just see it's a genuine connection, even in the challenge. How many votes did they get for being the most genuine? And they probably had the least amount of time. But you can just see the spark. Ellie is absolutely over the moon. I mean, she's a firecracker. She's got her mouth on her, but I feel like he's tamed her and she's calm now. And it's just amazing to watch. So I'm definitely, I'll have the whole Liverpool voting for them.
Do you know, a lot of people are saying that about Ellie and Finn though, because they are probably coming across probably the best, particularly since movie night as well. Robin, since you've come out of the villa, obviously you didn't find love in the villa. Have you formed any romantic connections since you've come out?
I mean, don't get me wrong, there's been a few DMs and, you know, whatnot. But as I said in previous interviews, I'm taking over the world right now. I am just focused on working. And I just wanted to enjoy life. I feel like that was a very hard, intense environment. And now that I'm out with my friends and my family, I'm just enjoying life, working hard. And then we will see if my Prince Charming comes, hopefully.
I think he will. I think he's just around the corner.
What
is next for you, Robin?
So I've got a lot of exciting things coming up. I feel like I've signed with my management now, who are absolutely unbelievable. Scouse girlies, always the best. I've been back and forth to London. It's just been very, very busy, but I'm just grabbing every opportunity with both hands, and you'll definitely see more from me very soon.
Well, Robin, it has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you this evening on iRadio's Group Chat. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It was lovely to speak to you, and thank you so much for having me as well. I appreciate it.
iRadio's Group Chat. My favourite thing is if you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's Group Chat.
With Valerie McHugh. You talking about it.